Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've been pretty adamant all winter heading into the season that, you know, our goal is a deep postseason run. Certainly making the postseason will be an improvement upon where we were the last few years. But, you know, I think that we believe our group is capable of doing more. And so, you know, I think we're gearing up for a deep postseason run. Ultimately I think that's will be evaluated.
This is the Christian Arcan Show on WEEI.
As we move into the 7 o'clock hour, it's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. Nice to have you with us here tonight. We are Boston Sports Original, and along with Boston, we are broadcasting live in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. And if you're not in any of those places, don't forget, you can stream WEEI and the Christian Arcan Show anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps as well. Later on this hour at 7:30, we will be talking to the great Sean McAdam. Looking forward to that as we get his take on this team and that road trip we just saw, which was not a good road trip. What you just heard there was Craig Breslow this morning talking about what's different this year and why this team may be poised for a deep postseason run. And I think that those are important, two important things, because as I said in the open, we've been traumatized a couple of years in a row now by teams that we didn't think were as good as this one. It would be extra traumatic this year. This year with real expectations, this year with really good high-end, top-end talent at closer, an ace, you know, guys, a rookie who was called up and has had an incredible impact on this lineup. If you look at the numbers pre and post Roman Anthony, it's unbelievable. I mean, really, you know, it's what he's done to that lineup and the way that his on-base percentage has soared since a week after he came up is really something to behold. Especially at his age, obviously. But for that to have gone so well, the Roman Anthony experiment, and I say experiment because they didn't start the year off with him, you know, the whole idea was we're going to ease him into it and we're not going to bring him up here until we know we can play him every day and da-da-da-da. I mean, that was the whole edict with Anthony. And it was maybe a smart one. I guess we'll find out. It's hard to look at his performance and his 400 on base percentage. It's hard to look at that and not think, yeah, this guy, if he had played from day one, that makes such a difference in this offense. Now, Anthony may not have been leading off in April and May or even June, but, you know, eventually with that type of performance, assuming that he didn't suddenly just learn how to take a pitch in those, you know, the 2 months in the Triple A ball, I think he pretty had that pretty well down, you know, even when he was a high school senior, you know, like this is a young player in the league here. But you look at that and you think, man, I like what they're doing. I like that it's worked out so far. But as far as this team this year is concerned, having a guy with a 400 OPS at the top of the lineup through April, May, and most of June, maybe you wouldn't be a 500 team, okay? Maybe you wouldn't have been struggling around 500 that entire time. I think that's a fair second guess to make. But either way, you called him up. He's been awesome. Chapman has been awesome. Crochet has been awesome. Bregman has been awesome. Two straight home runs in Houston was gangster, by the way. Would have liked another one yesterday. But, yeah, first at bat in Houston, boom, see ya. Oh, hey, Arrighetti, I remember you. Boom, home run. Or was his off Arrighetti? I can't remember. Then the second game, I think it was. Or maybe it was against the reliever. Either way, it doesn't matter. He went to Houston, and he had a great series. As did Willie Abreu, as did a bunch of other guys. But when it comes to what Craig Breslow has put together and the decisions that he's had to make, I would say that, you know, all of those were good ones. Walker Buehler, maybe not so much. That money, I think, would have been better spent on Nick Pivetta, but Nick Pivetta turns you down. You know, what are you going to do? He turns you down. He had an ERA in the fours. He goes out to San Diego where no one can hit home runs anymore, and all of a sudden he's a guy with a 2 ERA instead of a 4. Funny how that works, isn't it? You know, but that's the way it goes sometimes. And I think if Nick Pivetta was here still, he'd probably have better numbers than Walker Buehler, but I don't think they'd be way better. Just look at what his numbers were. They were four, you know, low to mid fours is where he sort of sat.
And the big thing they were talking about when they faced Pivetta was that the home runs were down, and
right.
San Diego does not allow as many home runs as Fenway Park.
Yeah. I mean, hardly any place lets up as many as Fenway. Fenway's up there with Coors Field and Yankee Stadium. But yeah, San Diego, I mean, you saw it. The balls died out there. When Abreu hit that one home run, it was like I gasped. I was like, wow, a real dinger out here. How about that? But yeah, you know, that's kind of it. So when, you know, when you see series like that, when you see all of the things that you were hoping would connect, and yet you're still not quite sure and you're still not totally convinced that this team has rehabilitated himself from those first 3 months, then that's a real feeling. You know, I don't think anybody should feel like a bad fan or that, you know, they're not supporting the team if they're not all gung-ho thinking, yeah, they're just going to shake this off and keep on kicking ass. We have 3 years of evidence to the contrary. Now, that was three different teams, obviously, but you had the same manager. You have the same guy in the front office that you had last year. And again, I don't want to beat a dead horse here because this horse is pretty dead by now. But for Breslow to come out and talk about why this year's different rings hollow to me. I don't like hearing him say that because at the deadline, it wasn't different for him. It was the same crap we've been getting for three seasons at these trade deadlines. Hesitancy, big promises. You know, coming back with your tail between your legs when it's all said and done, you didn't do anything, talking about, they didn't like our players enough. We don't want to sacrifice wins today for wins tomorrow, whatever it is. Sacrifice wins tomorrow for wins today, all that stuff. And to an extent, you understand why you want to be that way. I get it. You know, you didn't want to trade Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer for Garrett Crochet last year. Fine. You don't have those guys in the minor league system anymore. Okay? You could have gone for it. You could have gone out there. You could have splurged on a rental. You could have done a lot of things. And they passed on almost every single one of them, or they didn't offer enough. And they were unwilling to go into the major league. And even with that, I still think that this was a pretty solid failure of a trade deadline. And that's why when I hear Breslow say, yeah, you know, this year is going to be different. Well, you should have been different. And in the offseason, in fairness, they were. But at the trade deadline, it was the same old crap. And that's tough to stomach. And every single time, I said this on Red Sox Review the other night, but it's true. Every single time the Sox lose a game like that, every single time they, you know, have to pinch hit for Connor Wong in a clutch spot, or you got to throw Walker Buehler out there, or Dustin May when he has a bad start, or go to a reliever that you don't want to go to because you burned everybody out and you got to go with Hicks or whatever, it's going to come up. The trade deadline is going to come up. That's the way it works. I don't make the rules. I wish I did, but that's how it goes. And honestly, that's how it should go. You should be reminded of the fact that you didn't really do anything different this time around. And that was extra disappointing. Extra disappointing based off of the offseason that you did have, and extra disappointing based off of how good this team had recently started playing. You would have thought it would have been all systems go. Okay. it wasn't a good first 3 months. Okay, we didn't look like a world-beating team. But you know what? Lately, this team's been picking it up, and we need to go out there, and we need to support them. And I'm sorry, but even if they both pitch really well, Steven Matz and Dustin May is just not enough. It's just not. And Matz has pitched very well, by the way, too. And Dustin May has one good one and one bad one, so he's 50-50. But, you know, that's sort of where we are. And it's not going to go away. It isn't. The only thing that's going to completely push that out of the psyche of your average Boston Red Sox fan is if you go on another 10-game win streak. That's it. You know, or go on a really, really hot streak here in August or in the end of September. And that includes those last couple of series. You got the last two series of the year are against Detroit and Toronto, who are currently leading their respective divisions. I know the rest of this schedule is not particularly difficult, but it does get difficult again right at the end. And I'm not convinced that either of those teams are going to be resting on their laurels by then either. The American League is way too close. It's way too tight. You can't expect that. So, what's the solution then? So far, it's been calling guys up from the minors. So far, I saw a report the other day, the Red Sox may be in if Washington cuts Josh Bell, you know, or puts him on waivers or something like that, and maybe they can put in a waiver claim. And to that, I just say, I remember the Red Sox putting Manny Ramirez on irrevocable waivers every single year and no one ever touching him. Something tells me that the 2025 Boston Red Sox aren't going to be rushing out there to go grab Josh Bell off waivers, but I could be wrong, I suppose.
Well, there is a possibility now with Nathaniel Lowe being cut by the Nats.
True.
He's a name that's been linked to the Sox, at least from the deadline. His name, at least for the first base and the bat, were linked at the time to the Sox, where that's sort of like the low-level Dustin May, Steven Matz kind of deal.
Yeah, and I mean, at this point, we're talking post-deadline waiver deals, and they've had those before. We've seen some of those before. They're usually nothing. It's like the bottom of the roster. But in this case, you know, the Nationals have a bunch of young kids that they're going to want to play, and they're probably going to figure out some way to move on from a lot of their veterans, because what the hell do they care? And you may have an opportunity to actually get someone who can be slightly productive, but I also think if you bring in, you know, Lowe or something like that and throw him in the mix and make him just another platoon bat, then you're kind of just, you know, I was thinking more of stability, not another option, you know, like, okay, well, here's another guy who you could throw in there with Romy, or you could throw, I guess, you know, it's a David Hamilton replacement, something along those lines. But I also think that when you go down that road, all of a sudden you're just making it more complicated for someone like Alex Cora, aren't you? So we'll see. We'll see what sort of difference that makes if they're able to even pull something off like that. You got teams like the Mariners who are just red hot right now. You got division races that are heating up all around the American League and the National League, too, for that matter. The Padres are suddenly threatening in the West. So it's going to be a fun finish. And I just hope the Red Sox, despite really half-assing it at the trade deadline, I really hope they can stick around. I really hope so, because you know, this has been a very up-and-down year. There's been a lot of very frustrating moments, including these last couple of games. And for them to be able to stay alive and power through this and really have all the things Breslow was saying about why this team's different be actually true. Yeah, they believe in each other. Yeah, they're all out there playing for each other. Yeah, you got great vibes in the locker room. Yeah, you got Alex Cora and all these other things. Great. Yeah, sure. Let's see it. Because that's all you gave them. You know, you didn't really give him much help, so it's got to be the vibes. You know, it's got to be the belief in each other. It's got to be all those other things he mentioned, because you didn't do anything.
But be skeptical is all you want. This roster is better than the years prior.
I agree. I agree that it is. But the other rosters all got better, too. You know? And that's my main concern. If all the other rosters stayed where they were, and I thought, okay, well, you know, the Red Sox are talented enough to overtake all these guys, I'd probably still think that. I think that about the Yankees. I think that about Texas and Kansas City, and I don't know about Seattle anymore, because Seattle went out and they addressed their major needs. They needed some offense, and they got it. They got Naylor. They got Suarez. They're loaded now. You know, that's a loaded lineup with Rodriguez and the dumper and all that. Like, that's a lineup. The Red Sox could have used a little bit of offensive help, you know. I know they love their platoons, but you could have brought in somebody to provide some stability there. The Mariners brought in two guys, two regulars in their lineup. That's a big difference. I'm sorry. I mean, that you can't overlook that.
I guess where you and I differ are the expectations. Like, you have this idea of what Breslow is saying is that they're gearing up for a deep postseason run. Whereas for me, I have the expectations of if you make the playoffs, it's a win, and then you're just playing with house money the rest of the way. I still think they're in a very, very firm spot, and unless they completely collapse against a bunch of cupcakes coming up on their schedule, then they are going to make the playoffs, and that's why I would agree that this year is different.
So you think first round elimination in the wild card round, you'd be that's good? You would say that's
well,
good?
I'm not gonna be happy about it, but in terms
well, that's
of the
house
grand
money, if you say it's house money if they make the playoffs no matter what, then that's a possible outcome.
When you're looking at the grand scheme of things though, like this is now the window is fully wide open for a championship. Not saying this is a championship level team, but you at least have the excitement of getting to the postseason. You get to see Roman Anthony in the spotlight. You get to see all these guys who haven't tasted playoff success.
We haven't seen them in the playoffs in 4 years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which is why you should be excited that they at least make the big dance.
Absolutely. And I hope they do. I really hope they do. Because the last couple of years, right around now, is when things completely fell apart. And I mean, the wheels came off the wagon. And yes, this team is better than those teams, sure. But those teams had a lot of these same players, all right? They did. You can deny it if you want to, but, I mean, a lot of these same guys were here and contributed to it. And so did the manager, who, once again, I am tired of watching this guy get tossed out of games. I'm getting tired of it. I would like to see him sit on the bench and be the manager and not get tossed. No, who gets tossed out, you know? Even if it's a bad strike zone, okay, you get like maybe two of those a year. You're up to five. It's the most he's ever been ejected. Does he lead the league in ejections too, by the way? Did I hear that or am I crazy?
No way. That's got to be Aaron Boone's got to lead.
How many does
that.
Boone have?
I'm going to find that out right now, but it's definitely more than five. It's more than five.
It's got to be
more
than five. I thought someone said it was a career high. Not that it was, he led the league. Can't be that he leads the league. But then again, I have no idea. Really, I couldn't tell you. But I'd like to see him not doing stuff like that.
Aaron Boone has five already this year.
So does Core. Right?
Well, yeah, Core has five.
Okay,
I'm just saying, when you compare Alex Cora and Aaron Boone in terms of ejections, Boone is going to win that race. He's going to get ejected.
Okay, but they're tied right now, aren't they, Joe? Did you just say, if he's got five and Cora's got five, they have the same amount. So what are you talking about? If you're going to compare them, they're exactly the same amount. Which, is, again, I mean, listen, it's not like it's a ton. They play a lot of games. I get it. But I'd also am tired of hearing Cora talking about how he wants to be out there on the bench and, you know, he's not getting paid to get thrown out of games. And he's right about that. All right? You're right about that. But then don't have a career high in ejections. Like, that's sort of the point, I guess. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. We're going to be joined here momentarily by Sean McAdam from Mass Live. I'm very much looking forward to what he thinks about this recent road trip, what he thinks about Roman Anthony and the incredible impact that he's had on the lineup so far, and what he thinks about this starting rotation, which has now started to dip a little bit at a pretty tough time as we come down the stretch here in August, heading into September, which has been a very, very scary month for the Red Sox for the last three seasons. Yes, Joe.
You are right. They're tied for the league. I'm looking down the road. I don't see Cora getting as tossed as much as Aaron Boone will.
Okay,
for
maybe.
The rest of the year.
There's not that much time left.
But the here and now, I will say you are right.
So are they the two? Are they leading the league?
They're the two that are leading they're leading the American League. I don't know about the not the National League.
All right.
Well, I think it's in all of baseball though.
Then even if it's not, I think I made my point. Leave it alone, Al. You know, people aren't getting thrown out anymore. There's nothing to argue. Everything goes to replay. They go back and they check. Either it's this or it's not. And after the game, he was like, yeah, they got it right. Yeah, they got it right. All right, well then, okay. Stop getting thrown out of games. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We're going to take a quick break. Here's Joe to get you caught up on what's trending. And when we come back, Sean McAdam from Mass Live joins the program.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
No, man, it's you prepare, and that's the way it works in big leagues. Everybody's working. Everybody's trying to gain an edge. This is not 2017. Houston Astros, you know, we did what we did, and one thing for sure, I'm going to have that dark cloud over me my whole life, and, you know, we messed up big, and some of us pay the price, right, and I can live with that, but, you know, the league is on top of stuff, you know, the iPad stuff, everybody has their information, as long as you work, and everything goes through the league, so there's no worries, man, we're just trying to gain advantage, you know, and take advantage of situations that happens on the field, and, you know, like we always said, you know, we have to be on top of our guys too, you know, because our guys, some of them have tipped throughout the years, and we have to clean them up, and we have to do our diligence to stay on top of everything. If you don't do that at this level, you're not going to be successful.
That was Alex Cora yesterday with the guys from WEEI Afternoons. I thought that was a great answer by him. Didn't run from it. Answered it frankly, earnestly. And I think he's right. I think that he's right about getting in trouble and screwing up and the consequences for that, which he faced. And I think he's right about what's going on now. They're not breaking any rules. They're breaking maybe some unwritten rules in baseball, which bleep that. Who cares? You know, so what? I wish someone was out there relaying the grips from Brian Abreu last night. That would have been nice. To know if that 100-mile-an-hour fastball was coming, or the 88-mile-an-hour sweeper, that would have been a nice thing to know. I'm sure Rob Refsnyder would have liked to know that, or Sadon Rafaela, whoever else struck out in that inning. You know, like, where were the sign stealers there, guys? That's when you needed it. It seemed like all throughout the Houston series, both teams were just stealing the hell out of each other's signs, didn't it? Like when Crochet was out there, you're like, all right, someone knows, someone's doing something with this.
Yeah, it was Crochet, then it was Hunter Brown,
right.
And then it literally was something new every single game.
It really was, and there's something to be said for that. And really what should be said is that, Houston, you're doing it too. Everyone does it. Shut up. You don't hear the Red Sox complaining when people do it to them.
And you notice this is now the second time we're talking about sign stealing involving the Astros and the Red Sox when they play each other.
Mm-hmm.
In less than a week, you've got Neris, who threw a little hissy fit about the same thing.
Then knocked around again.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun.
That was great. I like when they see that guy. I like how mad he gets. You know, it's a nice reaction. Anyway, I want to address a couple of text messages. Number one, Arcand. How can you say they're the same guys? The team's completely different. Rookies and second-year guys, Breggy and Crochet, weren't here. Neither was Chapman. True. But you know who was here? Sidon Rafaela, Connor Wong, Jaron Duran, Willier Abreu, Masa Yoshida, Rob Refsnyder, David Hamilton, Romy Gonzalez, Trevor Story, although he didn't play that much last year, but he was still here. And I'll continue. How about Brian Bayo? How about Greg Weissert? How about Brendan Bernardino? How about Winkowski? How about Slayton? How about Fitz? How about Whitlock? All right, you know, there's a lot of carryover here. I'm not saying it's the same team, but let's not act like it's a completely new group of players here. Baseball, big rosters, all right? You got a big roster in baseball. A lot of guys, a lot of hats, a lot of gloves. And yes, they made some great moves this offseason. That is three people you named. There's 22 more of them, and some of them are new, but a lot of them are guys that were already here. And it's not like I gave you a list of names of guys who suck either. Couple of them on the list, maybe, but not all of them. It's not like I'm saying all these guys that I just listed are all terrible. It's Jaron Duran, guys like that, very good players. But it's the same, it's a lot of the same players, that's all. A lot of the same guys who, while not bad players, maybe, you know, were part of teams that collapsed the last 3 years. And for more on that and more on this team, the road trip that they just had, and everything down the stretch, Sean McAdam from Mass Live joins me here on the Christian Arcan Show. Mr. McAdam, how you doing tonight?
I'm well, Christian. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to talk with you, and nice to sort of reconvene here, because I feel like every time we chat about this team, it's always right after something big and dramatic happened, and I thought that was a pretty big and dramatic six-game road trip there with some very, very frustrating losses. Why is it this team can't just lose a game? Why do they have to rip your heart out every single time they lose a game here?
Good question. One that has been debated for some time, I suppose. And I don't know that there's an easy answer, but, I mean, if, you know, on the positive side, they were basically in every game, even a game in which they fell behind, 7-1. They ultimately came back, made it 7-6, had the potential tying run on second base in scoring position, lost a couple of the games in extra innings, as has been their specialty on the road this year. Look, it was a tough trip. We knew that going in. San Diego is arguably, other than Milwaukee, the hottest team in the game right now. And even though the Red Sox beat up Houston and swept them here at Fenway 10 days ago, you know, the Astros are still a playoff contender and a tough out. So the fact that they went 2-4, nothing to celebrate, but nothing to line up and get ready to hurl yourself off the Zakim for either.
Okay, I'll take your word on that. I heard, or actually read, your colleague Chris Smith on Tuesday say that after that big blowout game, the Red Sox were hanging out in full uniform for like a half hour afterwards, everybody all chatting, just, you know, having a great time out there. And Breslow this morning was talking about how much this team believes in each other and how, you know, you got these role players really stepping up and there's this great sort of environment. Is that an environment that you've observed over the course of the season? Is that something that's evolved, and how far can that get them?
Yeah, I think it has grown over the course of the year. There is so much roster churn in the game now that I think it takes a little time for even successful teams the previous year to kind of coalesce the next year, because through free agency, trades, people looking to save money by promoting prospects and moving on from higher salaried veteran players, you're not going to have the same group of guys every year. So even a team that has won a championship the previous years is going to make its share of changes. And I think it takes a little while to develop that identity and figure out who you are. I think a lot of that togetherness and a lot of that kind of staying around and talking about the game and looking at iPads and comparing at bats and all of that, I think Bregman's had a very big impact there. It's just the kind of guy he is. He's kind of whatever you want to call the baseball equivalent of a gym rat. That's sort of who he is. And I think given his role and his leadership on the team, some of that has definitely rubbed off on others.
Sure. And for a team with a lot of young players on it, I've heard you and others describe this team as a team that almost doesn't know what they don't know. And, you know, been sort of experiencing all of this on the fly here, especially in the case of Roman Anthony, Sean, who really has been incredible. I mean, you look at the on-base percentage since that first week, and it's through the roof. We're talking about a kid here who seems to have really acclimated very quickly, and I even saw some people over the weekend talking about his impact on the lineup being similar to a guy like Mike Trout when he first got called up in Anaheim. Looking at where he is right now and sort of what's what the dialogue was around him when the season started about getting him in there every day as soon as he had a lane cleared for every day, and also not putting too much pressure on him to carry the offense. Well, pressure or not, he's doing it.
Yeah, he looks very at ease with himself. He never panics. You know, he's thrown into a pretty significant spot here. Even when he wasn't leading off, when he was hitting third or a little bit lower in the order, you don't see a lot of rookies today on winning teams, and the Red Sox were at least contending when he came up in June, be given that level of responsibility. And it wasn't long before, when everyone was asking, well, you know, you got four outfielders in three spots, and Alex Cora very quickly established that, well, look, Roman's going to play every day. I may have to sit some of these guys and have matchups dictate some lineups, but he saw early on that Anthony deserved to be in there every day, and certainly nothing in the last 2 months has changed anyone's mind there. I think if you're maybe in another part of the country and you look at his counting stats or his more traditional stats and see a guy that's hitting 285 with four homers, you're thinking, what's the big deal? But when you watch him play, when you watch his discipline at the plate, his swing decisions, his ability to walk four times in one game, and in the other, in the only other plate appearance that night, also hit a home run. You know, that speaks volumes about what he's capable of. He never looks overwhelmed. The moment never seems too big for him. And, you know, he's quickly become, if you're a Red Sox fan, he's one of the guys you want up there in a big spot in the late innings.
Yeah, certainly. You know, when he's at bat, I forget there's a pitch clock sometimes. You know, like he just, the way he takes pitches, his approach up there, his patience, his eye, it's really remarkable. On a less optimistic note here, Sean, the starting pitching has taken a bit of a dip recently. How concerned should fans be about that?
Well, depends on how long that downturn continues. If, let's start with Giolito and Bayo, the 2 and 3 guys who had pitched so well for the previous 2 months. The last two weren't great. Both of them struggled with control, walked too many people, got in trouble, you know, gave up 4 or 5 runs over the span of, you know, 4 or 5 innings. If that is the precursor to a run of starts like that, then they're in trouble because those guys fill very important roles. They're bridging from Crochet as the number one and whatever you're putting together in the back end, which is currently Buehler and May. You need both Bayo and Giolito to pitch like they did for you know, late June, July, and the first half of August, and hope that those last starts were a combination of an aberration and the result of, you know, facing two pretty good teams in San Diego and Houston. The back end is not exactly rock solid at that point, but you have to like what you saw from May the other night. He's a work in progress. They've worked on his pitch use and, you know, what he's using in his repertoire. So it's going to take a little time for him to figure some of that stuff out. But certainly the way he pitched the other night, shutting out a very good Houston team for 6 innings, was highly encouraging. And, you know, even, you know, a guy like the, when you take a look at the rest of the rotation, Buehler shut out San Diego for 6 innings last week. And if a bad start from him is now 4 runs over 6 innings, the way it was last night, you can live with that out of your number 5. But to me, getting Bayo and Giolito back on track and putting the poor outings they just had behind them is essential for this team.
We're talking with Sean McAdam from Mass Live here on the Christian Arcan Show. Sean, you've been around the block a few times. You've seen various things in the game, scandals and accusations and things of the like. Is there any fire to the smoke here with the Red Sox and the sign stealing? We heard Cora address it with the afternoon show yesterday. The team's been accused by a lot of teams here and various coaches and players of skullduggery, I guess. Like anything to that?
I love that word. I actually used it when I was writing about this about 10 days ago. Last Friday, I wrote about
I think reading the
I don't know that I want to take credit for that, but anyway. it's the perfect word, though, to apply to this. I mean, there's no – I talked to people from other teams. I talked to some opposing managers. I talked to some scouts who see the Red Sox a lot. And I said, is there anything really untoward here, like we saw in 17 with the Astros or even – you know, the Yankees and Red Sox and the Apple Watches or the video. Across the board, everyone said no. And then I asked, okay, so why are there only confrontation? If the Red Sox are playing within the rules and maybe picking up on pitches being tipped or, you know, getting location from second base and relaying that, all of which is fair game, all of which other teams do, why are they being confronted on the field as often as they have been? There was the thing with the Angels. There was the recent one last homestand with Houston and Hector Neris. The funny thing is that in that particular case, the Astros were convinced that Trevor Story at second base was picking up something about Neris's grips and what he was going to throw next and signaling to the hitter. And in actuality, several people on the Red Sox told me, we didn't have anything, but they were in their heads to the point where, you know, teams start thinking about it and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? You hear about them having some showdown with the Angels prior to the start of the game a few weeks ago. So maybe your antenna's up a little bit more and you're noticing, oh, well, you know, this guy just signaled from second base, or I saw somebody in the dugout signal something. A couple of the Red Sox people told me, good, let them think that. Let's live rent-free in their head so that instead of focusing on beating us, they're trying to find ways to discover what we're doing out there. Seems to me when you do that, you know, you're already ahead of the game because the other team is focused someplace other than where it should be.
Sure. I just wish they were stealing the signs from Brian Abreu last night. That would have been nice. Get Anthony up there with the bases loaded. That would have been much better than all those strikeouts. And they had runners on base, too. They could have, I guess. But that is the voice of Sean McAdam, Mass Live. Sean, great to talk with you as always. Thanks so much for the time tonight.
My pleasure, Christian. Thanks.
All right. That is Sean McAdam talking baseball, talking Red Sox here on the Christian Arcan Show. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. All right. I've been talking circles around this for a while. I'm going to address it directly. The Alex Cora ejection last night, Joe and I just had a little back and forth about it and how many times it's happened and so forth. But that one last night, which has now tied him for the major league lead with Aaron Boone, you hear his explanation. It doesn't make a lot of sense. We'll get into it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. Alex Cora got thrown out, and that explanation you just heard there is not what happened. I'm sorry, it just isn't. If you watch the game, and I was listening to it, obviously, as I listen to every single game, but I was also watching on Nesson, and he got thrown out during the commercial break. Cora got ejected from the game during the commercial break. And so when they came back from Nesson, they showed him, and he's arguing with, like, the third base umpire, and they're like, Alex Cora has been ejected. He got ejected during the break, and here's what happened. And then they showed the video of what happened, and it does not match what Cora just told you. They went out, and they had a perfectly cordial, normal conversation. And I have no doubt that Cora went out there and said, hey, I think he balked. And the ump said, no, he didn't. And then they debated the rule, and then that was that. He didn't get thrown out right when he turned around. He turned around and walked back, and then he leaned over his shoulder, and he yelled something at the umpire, and the umpire threw him out then. And I don't think he leaned back on his way back to the dugout over his shoulder and said to the umpire, I don't understand the rule, and I just want to learn. I don't think that's what happened after their conversation. That may have been what happened when they were having their conversation, but something tells me that Cora, on his way back to the dugout, turned around, said some wise-ass crap to the umpire, and the umpire ran him, and that's what happened. And I don't know why he doesn't just say that. Like, he's like, maybe he thought I was being sarcastic. I wasn't. You leaned over your shoulder, and you said something to the guy. All right? Come on. It wasn't like it was a very normal conversation up until...
I don't know if he took it that I was being sarcastic. I wasn't.
Okay. Okay. Like, I couldn't hear what he said. But I could tell just from the way he looked back at him and, you know, said something, you know? We've all been there, right?
Unless that one thing was, please let me learn.
I just want to learn. Will you please just teach me, Mr. Umpire? Mr. Jacked Umpire. Who is this guy?
You said it was third base, Trip Gibson.
Trip Gibson was the third base umpire, but the home plate umpire is the one who threw him out.
Ryan Blakeney,
right? Blakeney? Yeah. Blakeney. He was calling him Junior. Cora was calling him Junior, so I don't know if his father umpired.
Well, the second base umpire was Junior Valentine.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, then I don't know. Is Junior Valentine ripped? Whoever this guy was that threw out Cora was ripped. like Kurt Angle. I thought he was Kurt Angle or like Brock Lesnar or something. I was like, who is this guy? He's huge. But that's that to me. And listen, maybe the guy overreacted. I don't know. But don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining here, Alex. Come on. You've been ejected 5 times. It wasn't all because you're out there going, I just want to learn. No, you got a bit of a temper, maybe a bit of a smart mouth. I don't know. I mean, listen, I can relate to both of those things. But you got to get it under control a little bit because you're getting ejected as often as Aaron Boone is now. And Aaron Boone gets ejected all the time. A career high in ejections for Cora, leading the league, which, by the way, someone's like, oh, Arcan, you said he has way more than anyone else. No, I didn't. I said he's leading the league and he has more than he's ever had before. Both of those things are true. I didn't say he has way more than everybody else, but he does have, he's tied for the lead, so, you know, you tell me. And again, I don't think this is the end of the war. I really don't, but, you know, get it together. You got a pretty important stretch coming up here. there's 6 weeks left in the season, and you need to be on point for all six of them.
And benefit of the doubt is I'm pretty sure it was, like, I don't think he got ejected during their winning ways, like, at the end of July or beginning of July up until this point. Like, I think there's been some time in between. Not saying, like, all these ejections are coming one after another, but it seems like when the team is struggling a little bit, it's sort of like a fiery, you know, like, coaches, they get thrown out all the time and trying to fire his guys up.
Cora said at the beginning of the year, he's like, you only get three meetings, you know, team meetings a year, right? You can't burn them all in the beginning, even if, like, it's a real tough start. You gotta space them out. If you're going to have those team meetings, you got to space them out over the course of the year. I feel kind of the same way about ejections, right? An umpire ejecting a manager usually only happens when the manager wants it to. And I don't think that's necessarily what happened last night. I think Cora just mouthed off. But I think a lot of times when a manager gets run, it's done intentionally. It's done to either fire up the team or something, you know? It's just sort of like a statement to make.
So what's, like, a reasonable number to you then? Like, let's say the Sox are where they
three,
are right
two
now.
Or three. Two or three is fine. Getting ejected two or three times a year is perfectly fine. You get up into the fives, you get up into the Aaron Boone numbers, then all of a sudden I think there's a problem. There should be. You consider it bad for Aaron Boone to get ejected that much, don't you? Well, Cora's right there with him. So get it together, all right? These are an important 6 weeks. And don't give us weird stories about what happened. We saw what happened. That's not what you said. That's not what... Whatever. Just focus. Everybody focus, okay? I can't...
Get it together.
Get it together. Exactly. You know, this is basic stuff. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go ahead and take a break here. I see some Patriots calls lining up. I'll get to your Patriots calls here in just a minute. Mike Vrabel had some interesting thoughts on Drake May. We'll get back to what was a pretty tough day for the Patriots in joint practices with the Minnesota Vikings. Also, Mike Vrabel really ripping into Phil Perry. We'll get to that as well. It's all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour here on the Christian Arcan Show.
Stay focused, boy!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.